Welcome to another episode of The Effective Statistician. Today this is another short Friday episode. Well, let's see how short it will be. And today I want to speak about an amazing event that happens next week. So Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday we will have the second conference of The Effective Statistician. And as we are recording this, or as I'm recording this on the Thursday before the conference, we have nearly 600 registrations already. So this is really, really amazing. And based on the experience from the last conference this year, I would expect that we get a couple of further hundreds over the next days, because usually people look into their calendars and then see, oh yeah, I still have some time and I can actually accommodate to invest in my learning. And in terms of learning, there's actually quite a lot to come. So the first speaker on the Tuesday will be Andy Grief. Andy, if you don't know about him, well, where have you been in the last 35 years? Stephen Zen mentioned to me he was already influential when he joined the industry 35 years ago, and he has only grown his influence. He has led a lot of innovative things across the industry, and he has established himself as a methodological leader in the industry. We had a discussion here on the podcast already about leadership quite some episodes ago, and he talked about his career at the last year PSI conference as a keynote speaker. So here we will kick off the Effective Statistician conference with a talk about his experience of being an entrepreneur within these big companies and being with that an effective statistician, which I'm really, really glad and very much looking forward. Directly after Andy, Guillaume Desarchis will talk about precision medicine, and he is a really, really big advocate for that. So you can definitely learn a lot from that. Yannis Gemini will also speak on the Tuesday, and he is the chief scientific officer at Cytel. So he has a lot of overview of what statisticians do across the industry, with Cytel probably being the biggest biostatistics programming CRO in the world, at least from a numbers of people perspective. I'm pretty sure they are. I think we can expect quite a lot from him. Gary will talk about leadership, of course, and he will show how principles, priorities, and productivity come together when you learn to say no. And I know that saying no is pretty difficult, and yet it is so important. So if you're also have this people-pleasing syndrome and you always want to say yes, then this short presentation, well, all presentations have 20 minutes and are therefore short and entertaining, will definitely be something for you. On the Wednesday, Anja Schiel will kick us off. And Anja will talk about a very, very important concept, estimates, and another important concept, PICOs. And if you have never heard about how they relate to each other and why that is important for everybody in the industry with the EU HDA things approaching very, very fast, you know, all the oncology drugs will be evaluated through that starting 2025, so in a couple of months, then absolutely listen to this presentation on Wednesday next week, so on the February 14th, whenever you listen to this one. I will also give a presentation on that day, and I will speak about all the different roles you need to fulfill and you need to succeed in to be really effective. And that is much more than what is on your job description. So stay tuned for that talk on the Wednesday. On the day, we will have a kickoff with Thomas Debray. Thomas is really an expert in everything, real-world evidence, indirect comparisons, precision medicine, all these things, how they come together. And he will talk about what to expect when outsourcing network meta-analysis. I know that pretty much all the companies do that, or nearly all the companies do that, and there is usually a lot of pain involved. So check out his presentation. I'm pretty sure you will learn a lot from that. Duti has been on the show before, and she is established herself as a statistical leader as well, Duti Roy, and she will talk about her view on statistical entrepreneur and give you a 101 introduction into this. Jenny Davenport, my partner in crime, everything launch and lifecycle, will talk about integrated evidence plans. I think this is super relevant, whether you work in phase one, phase two, phase three, or phase four, you need to have a good view on this tool. And there's a lot what statisticians can influence here, and it varies quite a lot across the different companies, so stay tuned for that. Directly after Jenny, Frank Konieczko, the master of nonparametric statistics, will talk about exactly this topic, nonparametric statistics. And I know that this is kind of an orphan child of statistics in most universities. Most people have only heard about rank-based approaches when it comes to the Wilcoxon-Mann-Whitney test. You can have learned that under various different ways, but you know, the very, very easy two-group rank-based comparison. And he will talk about much more and what is possible there. Kaspar Hofibach will also talk at that day, and he will talk about futility analysis, which is really, really important tool, and how you can use that as a strategic tool in your drug development. On the Thursday, we have one other great speaker, and that is Chrissy Fletcher. And Chrissy has influenced our industry quite a lot. She has had various very senior executive leadership positions in different organizations and also within different companies. So stay tuned for her talk about how statisticians can significantly influence drug development and how to add value. Well, I talk about value quite a lot, so I'm really, really interested of her thoughts on our value contribution within the industry, within academia, and beyond. So, if you have not registered yet for the conference, then please do so. Just go to theeffectivestatistician.com. There you will find at the top of the page the link to the conference. Click there, register, and there you also see the event program. You get an overview of all the different speakers. I just mentioned a couple of here. And you will get access to the live participation in the conference. And this is free. So take your time. Don't wait until it's over. Register now. And I'm really, really looking forward to see you next week. And I have a little bit of an incentive to do it live. I know that whenever there are recordings of something, then people are more likely to skip it and not to invest time to learn it. And you know, you skip it then to someday, and someday never comes. So for that reason, you can get recordings of the conference, but not for free. I will charge €29 plus VAT for the, well, VAT depends on where you are in the world. So a little nominal fee just to make sure that you invest in learning. Either by avoiding the fee and listening to it live, or paying the small number, but then at least you're hopefully so committed that you will learn. And to create a little bit of urgency, this €29 is a special early bird price that is here until next Friday. So act until next Friday. Well, then it increases to €49, which is also not the end of the world for most of us. Please invest. Please invest in your knowledge, in yourself. These are great speakers. Most of them are regular keynote talkers, keynote speakers. So here they give you a 20-minute, really, really good high-level insight, and I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it. This will not be the last conference for this year. And for the next conference, I actually plan for something different. Of course, we will still get great keynote speakers. And for the keynotes, I will have a little bit more time for the individual keynotes in the fall. And I also want to include some panel discussions then. So watch out for these. And then I will do something, a couple of things that are completely new. So the first is I will ask for contributed presentations. So you will have the opportunity to present at my conference. So these will be short 15-minute presentations plus Q&A, and they will come as parallel sessions. And you'll get calls for abstracts quite soon in the future, so watch out for that. If you are not yet on my newsletter or not yet connected with me on LinkedIn, then please do. Both will be really, really helpful to make sure you get all the notifications regarding this and, of course, lots of other useful advice. So contributed session will be one thing. The other thing is I will have sessions in the European morning and in the European afternoon. So that will ensure that also other time zones can actually participate. So the afternoon, European afternoon, will be good for Europe and the Americas, and of course, well, everybody in the European time zone, so also everybody in Africa will be able to attend both. But Asia will then also be able to attend the morning time, so Asia and Australia. They will be able to attend the morning times because that will be their afternoon or evening. So that is the second chain. And the third is we will have an online networking throughout the week. Oh yeah, by the way, we'll have, instead of having 3 days, we'll have 5 days. So Monday to Friday, we will have, or maybe it will be over the weekend, I have not decided yet, but we will have things with an online networking throughout the conference so that you can meet each other, that you can meet the speakers, that you can meet the sponsors of the conference. Oh, by the way, if you want to be a sponsor on the conference and want to benefit from being widely seen, getting a virtual booth and all these kind of different things, then make sure that you reach out to me. Just send me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com. So that's it for next conference in the fall. But now it is this conference that happens on February 13th, 14th. And if you have not registered for that, then go to theeffectivestatistician.com, check out the conference page and register there. Really, really very much looking forward to see you next week.